Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this 14th day of July. And I know I often say this, but it just blows my mind that this year is going by so fast and we're already in the seventh month. The seventh month of 2025, it seems like it just started yesterday. Yet, when I think about some of the accomplishments in 2025, they are tremendously important and exciting. So in the last 6 months of the year here, now 5.5 months of the year, we are looking forward to having even more exciting things take place. And this is just incredible. I was just talking to Dr. Casey Sees before we sat down here to record this program, and he pastors in Turlock, and he's also faculty director for Wilson University. And he was talking about, he just offered some backpacks. This church is only about a year and a half old, and it's already running, I don't know, 80 or 90. And it's growing rapidly. People get in Holy Ghost almost every week. It's incredible. Brand new people that have never known anything about Pentecost or coming in and receiving the Holy Ghost. So he offered a little backpack. Just, you know, bring your kids and for back to school and so forth. And in like 48 hours, he got like 300 people who said, we will be there. We want one of the backpacks. So I don't know if they're giving away a certain number of them or what they're doing, but it's incredible. Out of these, he's going to win people. So you do little things for your community that blesses them. Like the backpacks will be a blessing, and whoever gets them, it'll be free. And then he'll invite them back for church the following Wednesday night, and they'll have manifest, which is free food, a free meal. Come before church, eat, have service with us, get to know people better. And they will be signing up people with home Bible studies. So what are you doing? What are you doing to make things happen? I just told you that in about a month ago, now it would be 5 weeks ago maybe, we had Pentecost Sunday. And so Pastor Young prepared the people for it. They prayed. The preaching was about Pentecost Sunday. They talked about it. They invited people. People came. The building was comfortably full, and 80 people received the Holy Ghost. Probably 70 of those were probably adults that received. Well, there's people in the church right now as a result of it. There's people that came to the Christmas concert last year that just now are coming to church, coming back and saying, we want to make this our church. So you got to keep things going. But with that, there are some really exciting things that are taking place. And I'm sure there is where you are also. And we love to see that. We want everybody to be blessed. We want everybody to know the blessings of God. That's the way it's supposed to be. It was Jesus that said in his prayer in John 17, the longest prayer of Jesus in the Bible, and verse 18, while praying, he said, even as thou hast sent me, as thou hast sent me, even so I send these that you have given me. So we are sent with the same Holy Ghost, the same anointing, the same power, the same message, and the same person, Jesus himself, as Jesus. And that's how we are sent. So if we're looking for a ministry model, there's a pretty good one. So that's pretty sobering, too, to think that God expects the power to work through you and I in a supernatural manner to bring people, to ignite in people recognition of the presence of God in their midst by being around us. May God help us. That is indeed a sobering thought. So anyway, we are excited about the things that God is doing. We often say when you get up in the morning, you need to say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let your day start all down, daubers down, feeling bad, and so forth. I do have a really exciting special announcement I want to make today. We have talked about this a little bit, but we haven't done it in detail. As you know, as we move closer to the end time, the Bible says evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. This is not only happening on the street or in some drug parlor somewhere or in beer joints and other places. It is happening in America's educational institutions, in which there are people teaching that are teaching things that are absolutely contrary to what the Bible teaches and what we as Apostolic Pentecostal parents are teaching our children. This is a major problem. Pastors recognize this. They're trying to figure out how to start churches. Well, we have a solution that we are offering because we saw this back several years ago, and we started working on Wilson Academy Online K through 12. So I think I mentioned this the other day, but Wilson Academy Online K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade, is now fully accredited. And this accreditation that we're talking about it's accreditation after a rigorous process. It's accreditation by Cognia, which is also the accreditation accreditors for like Liberty University. They have a K-12 program also. It's accredited not only by Cognia standing alone, but three of the major accrediting associations in the world are standing with Cognia, and it's accredited by them also. So this is who we're accredited by. It's not some Johnny-come-lately deal that somebody out here dreamed up and put together a 501c3 and called it an accrediting agency. There are those. They're like paper mills. But this is the real thing, because it's for apostolic people. And we want everything to be world class. This is what we practice at Wilson University to the best of our ability. We want all the content that comes out of Wilson University to be world class. That means to be on a highest level, equal to or exceeding anything you can find in the world that is comparative to what Wilson University does. Wilson Academy is based upon the exact same principles. That's why it is accredited with an accreditation that is so high. That's world class. And so we just received this, and it's really exciting. You're going to have questions about it. For more information for Wilson Academy Online, call 916-877-4266. That's the number to call, 916-877-4266. Wilson Academy Online works two ways. Number one, if you are like we have students in Jordan, the country of Jordan, we have students in America, we have students internationally, we have students in all different grades. So they don't have access to accredited K through 12 education otherwise. And so they take Wilson University in what is basically a homeschool format. Now, homeschool's not for everybody. We have people that have done homeschool, and when the kids get out, they're in the 10th or 11th grade and they still can't spell cat or some such, because the parents are not oriented to be, and maybe not even competent to guide them at home, because students need some mentorship. They need somebody helping them. But for those that can homeschool, it's greatly minimized by the Wilson Academy content. The Wilson Academy content comes with teachers that every paper that's graded is graded by a teacher that is licensed. They are approved by the state that they are in as school teachers. They could teach in public school if they wanted to and could get a job. They are highly qualified. And so this is an exciting thing. This is an exciting thing. So the second way that this can work is that a pastor has a number of people in the church that feel like it's not the right thing to put their children, or he may recommend to them that it's not the right thing to put their children in their particular local schools, public local schools in their area. So instead of doing that, they can set up a homeroom, a study hall at the church, or they can make it more structured into actually a school format. And the students come 5 days a week or 4 days a week, whichever they want to do. But they use the Wilson curriculum. And their people can help. They can help teach. They can help instruct. They can help mentor. But all the papers are graded by accredited teachers and who have proper certification. And so, and there's always access to these teachers, and they are involved with students also. So anyway, this is that's another way that it can be done. And the pastor doesn't have to worry about getting a bunch of accredited teachers and meeting a bunch of criteria educationally to be able to have provide the highest quality education to the students in his church at home. So if you want to know more about that, here's the phone number again, 916-877-4266. We want you to take advantage of it. There's other advantages to it. Like, for example, Wilson Academy partners with Wilson University in a dual enrollment program in which students can, the last 2 years of high school, they can take college classes from Wilson University, real college classes, and they can get college credit and high school credit at the same time for those classes. And all of those classes, of course, apply towards a Wilson University associate's degree, AA, or a bachelor's degree, a BA. So there are students that graduate. They can graduate with an AA from high school. This is an amazing program. But call and learn about all of that. You can call Wilson University or go to wilsonuniversity.edu and find out about the dual enrollment program for high school. Or they can tell you about it here at Wilson Academy online. The number is 916-877-4266. These are all things that are being done. There's no money made off of any of these things. These are not things that have a secondary motive for doing them. They are being done because there's a vacuum in the apostolic movement for people and even other people who want their kids to be in these kind of environments. There's a need for this. And you say, well, I'm not sure I need it. Well, you need to think twice, because not only you may have schools that you're not alarmed about sending your kids to, wherever they may not be that alarming in your area, but are they receiving all of the things of Christian orientation in those classes, K through 12, that young people and kids that are in those classes that they're receiving through Wilson Academy online? Stuff that has a apostolic orientation, a Pentecostal orientation, a spiritual orientation. All of these things are part and parcel of Wilson Academy. And on the university level, it's the same thing. Somebody says, I'm going to go to university and get a degree. Then you need to come to Wilson University, because even the business degree, which is starting in 2026, even the master's degree, which is starting in 2026, the master's degree will be in leadership, and then it'll have different concentrations. It's not just a preacher's degree. The business degree has a dynamic orientation to what we call BAM, business as mission, in which people that come out of that not only learn all of the accounting and all of the business operations processes, but they also learn stuff that is truly revelatory about how business is ministry. And so find out more about these things right now and be active. Don't wait around and say, well, I thought maybe I'd do that, and then it's too late. Be active. God bless you.